We have Mark 10, 35 to 45. Now, it's a shame that we've basically skipped from verse 27, which was the last particular lesson, over the intervening section, and Thaddeus will tell you a little bit about that. You notice that Peter talks about giving up all things and following right after Jesus talks about the rich and so forth, and you always get this impression that they're just not connecting here always. But then you'll notice in verse 30, where Jesus talks about having, you know, brothers and sisters and so forth, and no one who's given all of that up for is going to lack. And notice how it says here, on account of me and the gospel at the end of 29. And then it also talks about people receiving brothers and sisters and mother and children and fields with persecutions. Now, that's the only one of the gospels that has that in there. It's likely that the setting of Mark really does, those of you who had my hermeneutics book, reading on level 3, is probably in a setting of persecution for the sake of the gospel, and this is reflected right here. And then in verse 32, now this is really kind of important, and I really wish they hadn't missed this. And they were going up in the way unto Jerusalem, and he was going before them, Jesus was going before or leading them, and they were astonished. Now, Mark has this kind of drumbeat that you discover after a while about, I talked about this in the sermon yesterday, about being in the way. And in the way is in the way of the cross. That came up in 8:31, in 9:31, and now in the next verse, 10:33, it comes up again. Jesus is leading them in the way. And notice what it says. And those who were following were afraid. So you get that very interesting picture of people having the sense that something's not going to go exactly right here. And who are all these people? They're not just the 12. They're not just the 12. Because it says next, and taking along again the 12, he began, probably taking to the side, he began to tell them the things that were about to happen. Notice the last word of verse 32, symbino. Odd word. That's a word that happened. That's our word happen. It only occurs about 5 or 6 times in the Greek New Testament because stuff doesn't just happen. God ordains things. But that's what we have here. And he has another passion prediction again about how he's going to be mocked and spit upon and scourged and die, and after 3 days he will arise. Now, this is the third passion prediction that's coming along. Remember, the disciples just previously, we've just left all things and followed you, and not entirely swift at this point. Now he gives another passion prediction, and so what happens? Verse 35, here we go. And prosperointai, and they are coming to him, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, saying to him, Teacher, we desire that whatever we ask, you do for us. Oh, I mean, your heart's just got to sink, you know, when you come to this. Can't we ever get on the beam? let's just take a look at a couple of these forms. And then the ha-e-an is the whatever, the an being Hellenistic form of an, and that generalizes the ha. That's why I translate that whatever. Whatever, and that will be taken with the subjunctive. So the form aitaso men is first plural, aorist subjunctive active. Whatever we ask you, you poieses, second person singular, aorist subjunctive active. Now this is dependent on the hina, that you do whatever we ask. 36, Hodes, which is the subject in the conversation. And he said to them, "What do you desire I to do for you?" That meh, what do you desire me, very awkward. You notice it is, there's a great deal of textual uncertainty there. Probably it'd be easier without it. It's the more difficult reading to put it in. The poieso is probably a first singular aorist subjunctive active with a kind of a hinna understood, that I do for you. Hoida, whoop, that switches the subject again. And they ipon, third plural aorist indicative active, weak aorist termination on a strong aorist stem, said to him, dos hemin. Dos is a second singular aorist imperative active of dido me. Give to us, grant us, I guess, hinna, that, now this is another object clause, where is the verb? If you're reading the Nestle text, it's right below, kathis omen. See the omega there? That's the subjunctive, that we sit, that we take our place. Remember, kathidzo and kathemai are generally related in that kathidzo is taking a seat and kathemai is just sitting there, but you know, I mean, kind of like in English, you tend to be sort of interchangeable with the things. So what are they going to ask? Give to us that we sit one ekdexeon on the right side, on your right side, Sue, and one exaristeron. Normally it's oionimon. If you'll just let your eye glance over to verse 40, there you have the other more common word for left, oionimon, but this is another one. So that one ekdexaon, and then with the su, one on your left and one right and one on your left, that we sit in your glory, in your glory. Well, look, we just had the passion prediction here. Let's try to get on board. And look what Jesus says. Hode Jesus eipen. And Jesus said to them, uk oidete. Boy, you got that right. You do not know what you are asking for yourselves. Note the middle. What you are asking for yourselves, requesting. Are you able, pein, aorist active infinitive, are you able to drink the cup which I am drinking? Maybe a person would want to say, I am going to drink. That's kind of the idea. Kind of like when you say, I am going to London this Friday. You know, you're not talking about what you're doing right now. It means you're going to go to London. Which I am drinking or going to drink. Or the baptism with which I am being baptized. Are you able to, baptisthenai, aorist passive infinitive, to be baptized? Well, notice the very strong images here. Drinking a cup, and normally, as Paul Robbie's shown in some of his studies, that's the cup of wrath of God, and then to be baptized, to undergo, and I think this is right here where you get the image of being baptized into death. We are, like in Romans 6, we are baptized into his death. Hoide eipen, Ipon auto, and they said to him, hey, we are able. Hode, and Jesus said to them, the cup which I am drinking, you will drink. And the baptism which I am being baptized, we would say with which I am being baptized, you will be baptized. But ta kathisai, the act of sitting, ekdexeon, on my left, or ex oi onimon, on my right, not is my thing, emon is an adjective, not is my thing, dunai, to give, aorist active infinitive, but hois, but for those for whom, he toimastai, third singular, perfect indicative passive for whom it is in a prepared condition, who for whom it has been prepared and it is all set now. Well, now, what's he talking about there? I would direct your attention, please, would you just page forward to Mark 15, verses 26 and 27. Remember, they ask whether they could sit there in his glory. And what do we have in 26 of 15? What's written above? The King of the Jews. And with him they crucified two bandits, one ekdexaon and one exoionimon. There they are, in his glory. And that's why he says to them, you do not know what you are asking. You do not know what you are asking. Now, I think that's why he also says that it is not mine to give, but for those for whom it has been prepared. I take that to mean those bandits. Now, I mean, you can also extrapolate on this at the second coming and so on, but I think the immediate referent here is the glory of Jesus is in the cross. It's a strong marking theme. And remember, where is the one place that you have a human being confessing Jesus as the Son of God? It's at the crucifixion through the centurion's statement. Okay, 41. And upon hearing the ten, so the other ten guys, the ten began to get honked off. Aganakteo, that's just what it means. And miffed, put out, got all stroppy with them concerning James and John. And summoning them, Jesus summoning them, says to them, you know, or it could be a question, do you know, that those who, hoi dekuntes archein, those who seem to rule, or probably better, I had to look this up because that seemed a little odd there, and there is an entry, Andy, there is an entry in the dictionary, you know, kind of a separate entry here, for those who are repute, you know, of repute as rulers, not just seeming to rule, but of repute as rulers, of the Gentiles, they lorded over them, and the great ones of them, kata exousiazo. They exercise authority, kata, against or down on them. Not so is it, anhumene, amongst you. But, hosan, generalizing, whoever desires, thele, earnestly desires, present part, subjunctive, to be megas, great among you, will be your diakonos, will be your servant, and whoever desires among you to be protos, first, will be of all doulos, slave of all. By the way, even though those are infinitives, note that the megas and the protos are nominatives because it refers to the same person as the subject of the main clause. 45. For, now look at that chi. That chi there is kind of neat. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. Aorist passive, aorist active, infinitives. And to give his life a lutron, a ransom. Here we are now, Hank, with our tie to Isaiah. Antipolon, on in the place of many. To give his life in the place of many. Okay, great text, but setting it within the context of Mark, I think you can see this strong theme of the theology of the cross and the theology of glory coming out in this text.